You are listening to the Fresh Approach Weight Loss Surgery Podcast with me, your coach, Mary Clark, 17-year bariatric surgery educator and advocate, and for the last 7 years, a weight loss surgery patient. Here, we focus on the bariatric surgery guidelines in a fresh way, creating successful and peaceful weight loss surgery journeys. Stop trying to fit your life into weight loss surgery. It's the other way around. Weight loss surgery is a part of your life. So whether you're just getting ready for surgery or had it 6 months or 6 years ago, it's never too early or too late to live your healthiest and happiest life with weight loss surgery. Welcome to day one of your Spring Fresh Start Weight Loss Surgery Master Challenge. Remember, if you haven't joined us in our private Facebook group yet, that's where much of the magic is happening. I'll be sharing more support and encouragement there. And this is also where you'll post your action steps for the challenge. There's a link in your email to join, so check that out if you haven't joined already. So today's bariatric surgery guideline focus is hydration. You know, sometimes, and I think I'll post it again today, I share a picture in our Facebook group asking, "What color is your pee?" Now, you may laugh, but you'd be surprised at the comments or even the emails I get with members saying, "I didn't realize I was that dehydrated." And we know that, as simple as it may sound, drinking enough water each and every day isn't always that easy, is it? Not unless you get clear and plan for it. So let's hear from the experts about how important it is. From Harvard Health first, drinking fluids is crucial to staying healthy and maintaining the function of every system in your body, including your heart, brain, and muscles. Fluids carry nutrients to your cells, flush bacteria from your bladder, and prevent constipation. Warning signs of dehydration include weakness, low blood pressure, dizziness, confusion, or urine that's dark in color. And from ASMBS, the American Society for Metabolic and Bariatric Surgery, most patients receive a goal of 64 ounces or more of fluids daily to avoid dehydration, constipation, and kidney stones. Now, your doctor may have given you a higher goal than 64 ounces, so the goal is for you to contact your doctor and say, "How much water should I be drinking every day?" and then get clear on your hydration goal. And why you want to reach your goal, that's insight, and how you're going to do it, your action steps. You'll find an example post in our Facebook group today of what a hydration challenge post may look like. Today, my water goal is, how many ounces? Remember, you got to be writing this down. I want to reach my goal because, this is your insight, don't skip this, write it down, and I will achieve my goal by your action steps. How you'll achieve your goal. And there are so many ways to plan for good hydration, right? How do you like to drink your water? In disposable bottles, in a hydro flask or other water bottle, from your tap, in your glass, from your Brita water pitcher? Maybe you like it ice cold or room temperature, or you like to flavor it with Crystal Light, or perhaps you've recently begun to enjoy fruit-infused water. Maybe you don't like getting up in the middle of the night for visits to the bathroom, right? Like I don't. So you decide to wrap up the majority of your water drinking by maybe 6 p.m. Maybe you've got a busy afternoon and bathroom visits will be tough between 1 and 4 p.m. So you've got to plan a way to get in most of your water before 1 p.m. and after 4 p.m. You see where I'm going with this, right? It's not enough to say, "My goal is 64 ounces of water." Well, that's nice, but you know, it's like saying, "I'm going to drink more water." If you're not clear on the details, your why, which is your insight, and how you're going to do it, the actions you're going to take, we know what it means to just have a goal. It's not enough, right? We need to make it stronger. We need to get very clear and create the hows. All right, so that's where we are for hydration. And now for our fresh start focus. Remember, a big part of this challenge is bringing in what I believe is the missing element for a healthy and happy weight loss surgery journey. I believe the foundation for a successful weight loss surgery journey is mental health. And while mental health is one of the 7 primary fundamental guidelines, in my 17 years of experience, it's also the most overlooked. It's the one that we rarely talk about. All right, so we're talking about it here. This is what makes this different. It's not just you getting clear on your bariatric surgery focus, your bariatric surgery guideline, like today, hydration, but also bringing in a new element, our fresh start element. So today, that is play. How is play also crucial in your life? The opposite of play is not work. The opposite of play is depression. Dr. Brené Brown. And from researcher Dr. Stuart Brown, no relation to Brené, if you think about life without play, no humor, no flirtation, no movies, no games, no fantasy, try and imagine a culture or a life, adult or otherwise, without play. And the thing that's so unique about our species is that we're really designed to play through our whole lifetime. So what I would encourage an individual on an individual level to do is to explore backwards as far as you can go to the most clear, joyful, playful image that you have, whether it's with a toy, on a birthday, or on a vacation, and begin to build from that emotion into how that connects with your life now. So what is play? Dr. Stuart Brown describes play as time spent without purpose, anything that makes us lose track of time and self-consciousness. And I'll tell you, and I follow Brené Brown, if you don't already, I'm going to post some more about her, but she said when she was doing her research and she first learned about this element of play in people who were living wholehearted lives, she said it made it her sort of crawl out of her skin. She was explaining to a colleague, they piddle around. They just sort of do nothing. Like they sort of waste time. They're time wasters. And her colleague says, it sounds horrible. Of course, Dr. Brown, after she found out how important play is through her research, she now has built that into a practice for herself. But in the beginning, and you may be thinking the same too, play, really, Mary? You know, I'm 50 years old. That's my age. Play? Let's talk about what play can be. Play can be scrapbooking, bike riding, knitting, painting, solving crossword puzzles, trying new makeup. Remember, it's time spent without purpose. Anything that makes you lose track of time and self-consciousness, you're just having fun. Writing poetry, songs, or short stories. Playing hide and seek with your kids or your grandkids. Ping pong. Coloring. Playing cards. Calligraphy. Dancing. Hiking. Playing the piano or guitar. A lot of these are what my clients already do. So a lot of these ideas come from them. So your fresh start challenge, your mission, should you choose to accept it, and I hope you do, is to play. Now, I would love to say 60 minutes, and maybe today you have time for that, but I understand you've got to be realistic with your schedule. So how many minutes can you play today? At least 5 to 10, right? And if you're quick to tell me you don't have 5 to 10 minutes today for play, then I ask you, what's going on? Is that really true? I mean, I used to say the same exact thing, but I learned I was just dodging taking care of myself, my health, my happiness. So I'll leave you to think a little more on that if that is your answer. If you say, I don't have 5 minutes, I want you to think on that and ask yourself, is that really true? So your fresh start challenge. Today, my goal is to play for how many minutes? I want to reach my goal because your insight. I will achieve my goal by your action steps. All right, so now it's your turn to write down your goals, insights, and action steps for hydration and play, and then post the pact that you've made with yourself in the Fresh Approach Facebook group. And remember, if you prefer, after you write it down, you can post what you've written, you can put it there. You could, if you wrote it on paper, you could even take a picture of that and post it. Or you can post pictures of yourself doing your challenge, following through on your challenge. All right. I hope you'll enjoy day one of the Spring Fresh Start Weight Loss Surgery Master Challenge. And remember, if you're not signed up for the challenge and you'd like to get all the details, just visit WLSFreshStart.com and sign up there. I will see you again tomorrow, and I'll see you in the Facebook group very shortly. Love, light, and grace to you.